This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar, to tell you about how today's trading action is likely to pan out. But before that, a quick recap of how yesterday turned out. Well, we have seen volatility pick up in the markets, but that said, the benchmark indices ended in the green for the fourth consecutive session, with the Nifty holding on to the 11,450 mark. But if you see the performance in the last 4 days, you will notice that the mid-caps are trailing. So even yesterday, the mid-cap index ended in the red. And on the four-day move, if you look at it, the Nifty's moved up by nearly 2-odd%, while the mid-cap index has gained only about 0.5%. So in that sense, there is that mid-cap underperformance which we need to contend with. But let me throw two positive internals. One, the Nifty has been making higher tops as well as higher bottoms in the last four trading sessions. So the Nifty high in the last four trading sessions has consistently moved up from 11,300 to nearly 11,500. 11,481 was the intraday high yesterday, while the Nifty low has moved up from 11,200 to about 11,400. So that gives you a sense that yes, we may not see a runaway move, but there is consolidation with a positive bias. And secondly, the FIIs continue to buy in the cash market. So they bought yesterday for the fourth consecutive session, yesterday buying 686 crore. And the DII buy figure was actually quite hefty and close to about 1,577 crore. No direction emerging globally. So US markets had a flattish close. You know, and there were a few earnings which positively surprised. But on the other hand, you had the retail sales, which unexpectedly declined in the month of September, the first decline in 7 months. So that weighed on sentiment, and net-net, flattish close coming in for the U.S. markets. In earnings today, you need to track Zee Entertainment. The conference call is at 5 p.m., so that will be crucial. TVS Motors, the margin picture is always critical. Three IT companies, L&T, Infotech, Science, and Mastek, will be reporting numbers. South Indian Bank and PVR will be the other important mid-caps to track. In earnings reaction, you had Mindtree, which reported numbers post-market hours. While there was a revenue beat, margins came in lower than estimates, and that is likely to disappoint the street. Remember, Mindtree's EBIT margins are at 9.3%, so much lower than its historical levels and much lower than the other, you know, its peer companies, which is why the company is now very sensitive to margins. And the street was expecting margins to recover faster, but that's not played out, which is why brokerages like BNP Paribas have lowered the EPS estimates. PNB Housing has released a notification to the exchange saying disbursements are down 35% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. NALCO has said there is an acute coal shortage which has affected the company's smelter plant operations. Zuari Agrochemicals has said they've shut down the NPK plant due to non-availability of raw materials. Shree Cement has said that they will consider fundraising via shares on the 19th of October. TCS goes ex-dividend to the tune of 45 rupees per share. And in the whole PMC crisis, sources we've picked up that HDR promoters have written to the enforcement directory to sell assets to make the payment to PMC Bank. So those will be a few stocks you need to keep on your radar. Thanks again for listening in. This was the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great trading day.